City officials say the independent living portion of Mountain View Manor's elderly housing complex brings in enough revenue to be self-sustaining. That includes 23 apartments in the old building and 8 more in the 2004 addition. The problem is the new building's 12-apartment assisted living wing, which continues to operate at a loss. That's led Petersburg to subsidize the cost of assisted living to the tune of $200,000 to $250,000 a year. The money comes from the city's general fund, which is mainly paid for through taxes, so it's been an ongoing concern for city councilors. The issue came up again during last week's council staff retreat at the ANB Hall. City Manager Richard Underkoffler told the council that staff would soon be proposing an increase in assisted living rent and service charges.
So we want to make a recommendation to you with this budget, and we'll deal with this at a subsequent study session and council meeting, recommending an increase in those rates for the assisted living units, where the rate is presently $3,000 a month and hasn't been changed since the building was occupied. We're also reasonably making some recommendations for other service charges where special services are being provided over and above the cost of rent.
As a comparison, Mountain View Manor Director Bree Hayes has been researching the costs for housing and services at other assisted living facilities in Southeast.
And some of them don't even have registered nurses on staff, and they have significantly higher costs and offer less services than the others, so it's needed.
The manor is unique in that it's the only city-owned assisted living operation in Alaska. The manor is currently an enterprise fund, which means it's supposed to bring in enough money to support itself. That was what city officials projected when the building was being planned, and Mayor Al Dwyer believes that's what the public expected.
I think if the public knew that it was going to cost $200,000 a year in addition to the cost of building, they never would have went for it. They assumed that it would break even, just like the manor, and that's why they went for it.
To pay for the manor addition, local voters approved a loan measure in 2001 and then replaced that with a $3.5 million bond measure in 2003. As it's become clear that assisted living is costing the city money, the council's discussed funding it as a community service within the general fund rather than requiring it to support itself. Another idea that's being batted about is writing off the nearly $1.3 million in city debt the facility has generated so far for operations and construction overruns. But making the current debt disappear does not solve the revenue problem, according to Councilor Ed Sarf, who thought the debt needed to stay on the books.
This would be a continuous process because until we find a solution for the actually paying for it, because the debt that's accumulated there now will continue to build if we write it off today, and so by having the debt there, even though none of us like to see it, it's a pressure on us to find a solution.
Last August, the City Council agreed to cover the $194,000 that the manor must pay each year to the bank that issued its construction bonds. City Manager Richard Underkoffler suggested the council think about a variety of options for the long term, some of which he acknowledged could be controversial. One idea was to generate additional state or federal subsidies by offering more of the assisted living units to low-income residents. Currently, just 4 of the 12 assisted living units have income limits. Underkoffler suggested the council might also consider having some other public or private entity take over the facility.
A second option, ask the hospital to take over operation of the assisted living portion, or perhaps the whole thing. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
A third option is offer the building for sale. Offer the whole thing for sale. A private investor, you know, they run these things on a private economy all the time, and they seem to make it.
Noting that the city council had already added some more items to the manor budget this year, Underkoffler said he didn't think the city's been focusing on the bottom line. Whatever option the council considers for the long run, City Councilor Melinda Hofstede was quick to emphasize last week that she would not make any decision that would displace any of the manor's current residents.
I just don't want to put fear in the hearts of families. These are just options, but I don't want people to listen to these options who are family members or people who live up there, who are suddenly going to think they're going to be displaced, because we have to look at the options and look towards the future. But I don't want anybody to be fearful that they're going to be displaced from their home.
The city council is slated to discuss the Mountain View Manor assisted living deficit in more detail during a work session on the 14th of April. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.